Montreal Mayor Valérie Plante announced last fall that she would not seek re-election, kicking off a race to succeed her as leader of Projet Montréal, the party in charge of the city. That race ends this Saturday, and there are currently five candidates, including the mayors of three boroughs: Luc Rebouin in the Plateau-Montréal, Laurence Lavigne-Lalande in Villeray-Saint-Michel-Parc-Extension, and Gracia Kasoki-Katawa in CDN-NDG, or Côte-des-Neiges-Notre-Dame-de-Grâce. CKUT reached out to all five candidates and ultimately sat down for interviews with two, Eric Olnius and Guidwick Bernier. You'll hear our conversations about where they think the party and ultimately the city is headed. First up is Bernier, who served behind the scenes as president of the party for 4 years, until 2024. Here's our conversation.
Thank you so much for coming on CKUT.
Thank you for having me.
You're obviously somebody who is associated with Projet Montréal. You're the president of the party and have been for the last 4 years.
Yes.
But, you know, you don't have the same public-facing profile as some of the other people in the race who maybe are electeds, they're borough mayors. For listeners who, you know, don't know the man behind the party, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So Guidwick Bernier, it's born and raised in Montreal, 51 years old, married, two kids. Living in Montreal all of my life, went to school, university, graduate in marketing and operation, and then always involved within my community. So I was the president of the board of Cégep du Vieux-Montréal. I was on the board of, I'm on the board of Centre d'écologie urbaine, working with the Fonds 1804 as a philanthropist for the last 10 years. So always involved with youth, involved within my community. And then I joined Projet Montréal in 2018 because a lot of people said that they have Projet Montréal had a problem with diversity when they won in 2017. And I voted for that party, and I said, let me see what I can do within that party. And so since 2018, here I am.
Well, that's amazing to hear, because obviously in the race now there's five candidates, three black candidates.
Yes.
So, you know, it seems like some of those diversity problems have been addressed. Is that sort of your experience, and what has that journey been like? Over the years, you've been head of the party for 4 years.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
For me, it was very important that Projet Montréal reflects Montreal, that the diversity of Montreal. But I wanted also to be natural so that nobody was going to say, Projet Montréal has become woke or whatever what. And so it was very natural within the party. Six black women won in 2021, and handicapped people on wheelchair won also. The first Franco-Arabic person won. We had our first people from the Asian community. So it was a lot of work within the party, within the borough association, and having people in front, but also having people in the back, because being in front is something, but make sure to have diversity on the back. And I'm happy that we have some diversity on the back, but we need, at Projet Montréal, we need to do more work for this.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because also, I mean, I think still some people, when they think of Projet Montréal, they think of the plateau. They think of, you know, this is the Plateau Montréal was a borough where the party gained its first real foothold of power. And obviously, the borough mayor, Luc Rebouin, is one of your opponents in this race. But, you know, in recent years, some of the, I guess, push and pull with the party has been taking some of those urban policies tried first in the plateau and seeing how they fit in other boroughs in the city that have different realities, a different population than exists in the plateau. You know, what is the kind of work that you want to keep doing as the head of the party to, you know, have those conversations about the importance of things like bike lanes, of you know, sponge parks, things like that in boroughs where people maybe say, well, that's a plateau thing. Our problems are different here.
But the thing is, what is in front of us regarding climate change, the adaptation of climate change, there's not a frontier between boroughs regarding this. So those change, those adaptation that we need to do are everywhere within the city. And so, and people need to be aware of what the city can do to help them with the flooding, with the heat season and so on. The city need to be, to adapt itself. But something that we need to do at Projet Morale and much better is to upfront be in contact with the population, with the citizen, telling them why we need to do these changes. It's not that it's a plateau thing. It's an environmental issue.
How does that work happen? Because obviously Montreal is a city with things like public consultations, and there are processes that exist, right? There's elected officials, not just at the city level, but there's local borough councils. Yeah. So there are already lots of existing mechanisms where, you know, people can go and they can make their voices heard. What new would you like to add to that process?
But often we see the same people everywhere. And then when we say we have consulted, we have been, it's often the same people that you see at the borough council, at the OCPM, at different places. It's often so we have to go to where people are at, and sometimes can be church, sometimes it can be a smaller organization, a youth organization. First of all, listening to their needs, and then talking about what change we want to do in the boroughs so that we can mitigate different risk.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking a little bit about process, but I'd also like to talk about policy because as behind the scenes, maybe as you were still head of the party for 2021 to 2024, the president.
Yes.
And it's a question that I think needs to be asked to everybody is, what about the party's vision are you really proud of, and what do you think needs to change, not just in the level of practice, but in specific policies put forward by the city?
So what I'm very proud of, it's all the policy that we have put within the last two years regarding housing. We had at the beginning of the first mandate of Valérie Plante wanted to add 60,000 units, housing units. It was difficult. There was a program of the provincial government that was cut, Accès Logis. But what we are currently seeing, where we invest a lot of money in preemption rights, where we are buying housing units, we just bought in Côte des Neiges and 700,000 units so that we keep those housing units not in the private sector so that people can stay in the house because the rent will be managed. So the housing policy, it's something for me that we have to continue, and we have to add money so that we can go from 7% of the non-profit housing market to 20 and probably more. One policy where we have to do more work, it's all about universal access, because business are not all accessible. When we have terrace during the summer, they're not all accessible. And we need to give back dignity for these people.
Going back a little bit, I'm glad you brought up housing, because obviously Montreal is being hit by the housing crisis. As you've said, the city has put forward new programs and new funding, used its right of first refusal, or preemptive right, much more than in the past. But still, advocates in the sector say there's more that could be done, whether it's with this 2020 bylaw that, you know, tries to promote the building of social and affordable housing, but so far has seen most developers pay a fine rather than incorporate those into their builds in the private market, or whether it's with homelessness, where advocates say they would like the city to stop its policy of dismantling encampments and instead, until there are the resources there, you know, offer more supports to the communities that spring up in our parks, because there simply are not the resources for them right now. In that sort of file of housing, it has been a point of pride for you, as you've said. What more would you like to do there?
So two things. Nonprofit housing organization, We have to support them financially by either reducing tax, reducing the permit, reducing the delay of offering them the permit, providing them with more land to build and so on. So in my program, we invest a lot of money so that those nonprofit organizations can be autonomous to be able to build projects. So we have project for students housing, but not only student housing, we need for family because it's not only one or two bedrooms that family needs, sometimes it's three or four bedrooms. So it's to invest. But something that we need to work more is when we talk about people from immigration, a lot of them, they don't know about what public housing is. And so we need, as a party, put pressure on nonprofit housing so that they go to these communities, talk to them about what is a cooperative. So they need to be in such housing. So invest in this. And for the homeless people, it's a social issue, but one thing that we need to do is to buy all the remaining maisons de chambre.
Rooming houses, yeah.
Yeah. And so we need to buy them because sometimes this is the last line before going on the street for them. Of course, last November, we present project to do modular housing so that it's quicker. Right now, there's 150 of them, but we have to put more on this. But one thing for me is transition house. Right now, there's a lot of pressure in downtown and Hochelaga Maisonneuve. And so boroughs, other boroughs need to do their part. And one aspect where I want to work on is to have transition houses elsewhere from this borough, work with citizen organization where we want to implement those transition houses with the police and with the community organization so that upfront everyone works together to make sure that socially people accept it. And this is a big part where we have difficulties.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the police because, you know, that's another big concern we hear from our listeners that Projet Montréal has allowed the SPVM to exceed its budget every year by tens of millions of dollars. This is according to Concordia researcher Ted Rutland. And, you know, he says, okay, we're seeing police budgets increase, not just in Montreal, but in other cities. But this exceeding of the budget, he says, is something that is really specific to Montreal and really troubling, especially at a time where we're hearing that public transit agencies like the STM are being forced to really look at the books and find ways to cut back.
Yes.
Can Montrealers expect this status quo in policing to continue?
So last year, you know, when there's different type of manifestation, this is not part of the budget. So we have increased the number of policemen to lower the when the policemen work after hours and so on. But currently, the choice that we have to make is how much more we can add policemen. And this is, but the city has a budget capacity and how we can manage all the extra. So if we can make sure that policemen do what policemen are supposed to do and not do, like, how we can say that, like 80% of their calls, it's not calls regarding where we need a policeman. So we have to find a way when the call made that we don't need policemen to take care of these calls. And at the city, we have a group called EMIS, and that was only in Ville-Marie. And now EMIS is in every borough. It's in the phase of implementation in different boroughs. And my hope is that we can have more EMIS taking calls away from the police. How much of the 80% EMIS can take, I don't know. But the more they're going to take this call out from the police, the more resources that the police will have only to take care of what is urgent and life-threatening. And the more I hope we can make sure that the police don't go over the budget. But right now, the budget of the police is the second budget after the debt. And so it's something that is very important, very expensive. And we have to find a way how to manage that budget so that it doesn't take like, it's 15%. So how much more can we put in? When people say we don't put money within the police, I can say we put a lot and probably too much.
We're talking about your vision for the party. And if you were to distill that vision just into a minute or so, you know, what message would you leave prospective voters with?
But for me, Montreal has so much to offer to everyone. And for me, it's to make sure that everyone can benefit regardless where they live, regardless of their status, regardless how much money they have in their pocket. I want them to be able to work, live, and the city needs to be able to make sure that we support any dream that they want to do in Montreal.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.